So the third wave has been hitting Ontario very hard. Right across the province, the cases are soaring, and the situation is the same, obviously, in the city of Barrie and at the Royal Victoria Health Centre. With us today, I'm having Madame Janice Scott, the president and CEO of RVH in Barrie. Hi, Madame Scott.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
So, Madame Scott, if you could just make the point on me, how have been the past few weeks and few months since the third wave has started in the province, and explain a little bit about the way that you've been able to deal and manage the pandemic at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre.
As everyone knows, this is a very scary time. Hospitals are facing extraordinary capacity pressures, and we're continuing to see case counts and hospitalizations soar, especially in our intensive care unit, where patients are younger, getting sick faster and for longer. They're ending up in our intensive care unit at a much faster rate. Today at RVH, we have 42 COVID-19 positive patients. Of the 42, 14 of them are already in our intensive care unit, and almost all 13 of those patients are on ventilators. Just to give you perspective, about a month ago, we had 3 COVID-positive patients, so the situation is escalating quickly. We're currently operating 2 COVID-positive units, and we have the ability to open a third. We also continue to support the overburdened hospitals in the Greater Toronto Area, and the province, as you know, is attempting to load balance across the system to keep it safely functioning. By the end of this week, RVH will have accepted the transfer of 129 patients from the overburdened GTA hospitals. Most of them, 113 of them, have been COVID positive, and many require intensive care. Just since last Friday, we were directed to take 21 COVID positive patients from the GTA. Right now in our hospital, there are 33 GTA patients, and of the 33, 11 of those are in intensive care unit as well. So to try and ensure we can create capacity for those critically ill patients, we have been transferring 15 alternate level of care patients to our partner hospitals in Simcoe Muskoka and another 15 alternate level of care patients to a specialized unit operated by the Toronto Grace Hospital at the Toronto Congress Centre. We're all just taking every step we can to try and maximize every bed in the system.
So yeah, so as you've mentioned, yes, those numbers are extremely worrying for everyone, and I think the numbers that we're seeing right across the province on a daily basis are also, I think, getting a sense of what the month of April will be looking like for the next 2 weeks that we still have. If you could just explain what's been the agreement that you've had to receive those patients that are coming from Toronto. So why are you getting them?
In the Toronto area, many of the hospitals are so far over capacity. Patients are in their emergency departments, and many of them are needing intensive care very quickly, and they don't have enough beds. So we have responded to the GTA's request to load balance the system by accepting 129 patients in the last few months. Currently, we have 33 of those patients actively being cared for at RVH. And so in order to make sure the system functions where the COVID burden is somewhat less, as, for example, at RVH, we're able to help the hospitals in Toronto cope with the extreme numbers they're seeing with respect to COVID-positive patients.
Madam Scott, what's been the main steps in the preparation that you've undergone at the health centre to be ready for this to happen now?
I really want to assure the public that RVH is well prepared and ready to safely respond to this third wave. We began implementing our critical care increased capacity plan. So just for example, we normally operate 16 beds in our intensive care unit. We have a plan to go to 37 intensive care unit beds so that we're ready to accept more patients in. We've already opened 7 of those additional intensive care unit beds. And we have, of course, the ability to add more in surgical areas, for example, if the need arises. We're maintaining all of the additional capacity in our hospital as well to make sure that we are ready to operate and provide care to more patients. Right now, we have in transitional care bed operation at the IOF, which is a long-term care facility in Barrie. We also have 70 beds in the regional pandemic response unit. We have close to 30 beds we've operated and opened throughout the health center, because we just cannot return to hallway medicine again.
Of course, yeah. With all those numbers that you've been able to give me today, how do you anticipate the next few months are going to be at the health center, and what's been the preparation that you're still going through right now to get ready for weeks and months ahead?
We certainly are at a crossroads with this pandemic. We're at a tipping point for hospitals. The pandemic is more than a year old now, but the third wave is nothing like we've imagined before. We're well prepared. We know we don't worry anymore about protective equipment because we have all the PPE and the equipment we need in our organization. And we're working closely with our partners, such as George and Bay General Hospital, to ensure that we have capacity collectively to meet those needs. The difference is, though, in this third wave, that all of our staff and physicians in the hospitals right across the region are experiencing a high level of fatigue and stress and burnout. And, you know, I'm just always proud to say, despite the challenges, Team RVH is digging in deep to ensure we're here for everyone who needs our help. So I think what we've been doing is we've been ramping down all scheduled surgical and other procedures. That, one, frees up capacity, but more importantly, it frees up health human resources, nurses, respiratory therapists, others, to make sure that they're available to really provide care to the very sick COVID patients who are coming into our organization, including those in the intensive care. We know that it's difficult to on patients who've been waiting for their procedure, but this is an important step to take, and it's been directed by the province to make sure that not only beds and space are available, but as I mentioned earlier, the physicians and the clinical staff are freed up to be able to provide care to the patients who need us.
Okay, yeah, I see. And now I also wanted to shift on the vaccine rollout that's obviously been coming through across the province, across the country since December. I know you mentioned you don't have the exact numbers on that, but what can you tell us on the vaccine rollout at Royal Victoria?
At RVH, we began a vaccine clinic in December. We were the organization that received the Pfizer vaccine for the region. And since our clinic has been operating in late December for the last 3.5 months, literally thousands of people have received the vaccine at Skirling Drive, which is in Barrie, and it's the former police department. And so we've set up a clinic there. We're now operating 7 days a week, and we're one of 13 clinics that the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit oversees. Ours is a hospital-led clinic. It's the same clinic that would be provided in the other areas of the region. So in addition to that, though, we've also received vaccine at RVH, and this has allowed us to really focus on high-risk populations at first, which would have been our alternate level of care patients who are often elderly and have many comorbid conditions. From there, of course, we now receive a vaccine that will work for our specialized programs for patients who have cancer, who are kidney patients. So we're moving through the process in cooperation with the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit to make sure that we're vaccinating as many people as possible as part of a larger system.
Of course, yeah, it's definitely a very crucial data that we're obviously following across the region. Lastly, Madam Scott, I just wanted to get an insight from you. Obviously, we've been getting different advices from the province, from Mr. Gardner, the regional health officer in Simcoe Muskoka. From your experience at RVH, so where you're seeing every day, what's the message that you'd like to send to people to help flatten the curve as much as possible?
Along with all of our hospital partners in the region, we want to be there for any patients that need us. Remember, we have emergency departments that are open 24/7. In order for us to be there when you need us, we need the public to stay in alignment with the stay-at-home order and all public health measures with respect to distancing, direct family bubbles, washing your hands, and wearing a mask. If everyone follows the orders from the premier, from public health, we know that together we can see brighter days ahead. But it's very important that the public stay very, very focused on staying at home and following all public health measures. Because together, we know that the next few weeks are going to be very difficult for Ontario. The immunization program continues to expand, so there are brighter days ahead. In the meantime, everyone stay the course, stay home, follow all public health safety measures.
Perfect. Madam Janice Scott, we're obviously going to follow keep following the different updates And as you mentioned, I think it's really important to remind people to follow those different measures along the way as we ramp up the vaccination and as we get into the summer slowly. Madam Jenny Scott, President and CEO of Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, thank you very much for your time today, and I wish you the best of luck within weeks and months to come.
Thank you very much, Danielle. You have a good day as well.
Thank you. Have a good day.